What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where I talk about the most meaningful moments, challenges, wins, and losses behind the scenes at Morning Brew. As always, I am joined by my co-pilot, Mr. Josh Kaplan. Today, we are talking about Q3. How did I do against my goals in Q4? How am I thinking about setting my goals? Let's get this thing going.
I don't want a score out of 10. I don't want a report card grade. I want to know how you feel about the past 3 months of work for you.
How do I feel about the last 3 months of work? So I feel good. I feel great about the business. I feel good about myself as a worker right now. So I'm not going to give you a score out of 10 because you told me I can't. But I think as a business, it's incredible the progress we've made and the numbers that we're going to hit and the content that we're putting out. I think professionally, I think I am doing a good job. I think I can be pushing myself a little bit harder than I'm pushing myself.
Keep going. What do you mean by that specifically?
So I think sometimes given the success of the business and given how many incredible people we have around us, we're at 55 now officially. I don't want to say it's easy to get comfortable, but as much as I hate comfort, I find myself sometimes getting comfortable. And so this is, you know, almost me doing a self-reflection and self-call-out for myself to get less comfortable. So like as I reflect on Q3, let me just talk about what my goals were, okay? So I had three goals. At Morning Brew, we call them rocks. Rocks are 90-day goals that all of our senior leaders have and that we hold ourselves accountable to. My three goals were: one, execute 3 culture-enhancing initiatives; 2, launch an alpha of the paid product, Morning Brew's paid product; and 3, execute weekly CMO series. If I had to grade myself, I'd give myself, it wouldn't be a passing grade, it would be 2 out of 3. But I think the reason, to provide color on this, the reason I actually am less happy than just the fact that it's 2 out of 3 is the fact that I really should have achieved all of these goals. Like, these were not a function of time. I think it was a function of focus and potentially spending time on things outside of these three rocks that I had set. So I'll give you an example for a second. Execute 3 culture enhancing initiatives. So basically the idea was Morning Brew is growing really fast. Culture is more important than ever. Making people feel empowered and engaged in the work that they do is more important than ever. This is something that I love thinking about and is something that I should spend a lot of time on. Realistically, I think I got 2 out of 3 culture enhancing initiatives done. The first was we made Morning Brew onboarding better. So we created this whole thing called Brew U, which is like Morning Brew University, where we created videos for all of our new hires to go through to understand the history of the business, our values, performance, et cetera. The second was changing up our all hands meetings, our weekly all hands, so that I think 1, they would be more engaging, and 2, we would have, you know, guests share learnings and teach the group, whether it was internal guests or external guests. And I think the third, so 3 culture enhancing initiatives, I think the third, I kind of like, it was kind of a BS third one that I did. I would say it was bringing more positivity and celebration into team communications. And that comes from like me doing a one-on-one with an employee where they were basically sharing that they didn't feel comfortable celebrating small wins because they didn't know that was something we did as a company. And I ended up kind of just, you know, setting this intention to celebrate things more. But that's not a culture enhancing initiative. That's like a kind of bullshit third one. And so again, like, it wasn't a function of time. I could have come up with a third culture enhancing initiative to make sure people feel empowered in their work. But for whatever reason, I didn't get it done. And that's like the example of where I really could have and should have pushed myself to meet that goal.
Let's question the 3 that you selected 3 months ago. Were they the right goals? Or regardless of whether or not you did 2 or 3 or whatever, give me a little bit about whether or not you should have set different goals.
So my three rocks were execute 3 culture enhancing initiatives, like I just explained, launch an alpha of the paid product, and I'll get into why that was an interesting one, and execute weekly CMO series. I think based on how I've always defined my goals and rocks, I think these 3 goals made sense. I really do, because I think the way I approach setting my goals each quarter are first, what are the most important things as a business that we have to complete? And then the second is, based on the most important things we have to complete, what are the things that I am uniquely qualified to do that help push forward the things that are non-negotiable that we have to complete as a company? And so I think last quarter, if you were to ask me, like, what are the non-negotiable things? My view was we had to push the paid product forward because we've been talking about this for so long and it's such an important thing. The second is that we have now been working in a virtual environment for 6 months. So I think being intentional about culture as we grow the team so quickly, also, you know, an absolute need. I would say the only debatable one is execute weekly CMO series. Like, would the wheels have fallen off the business if that didn't happen? No. Like, I think if I didn't do this weekly CMO series, the business would still be operating and it probably to externally would be very similar unless you watch the CMO series. But I guess the reason to me that was important is it was an investment in the future of advertising within our business. In order for us to scale our advertising business, we need more content, we needed a bigger sales team, and we need more relationships to pitch massive deals. And to me, the CMO series was the funnel to meet CMOs, meet, you know, incredible senior marketers to build relationships with those brands. So I think how I selected these was right. But I do think that, first of all, just provide a little color, launch an alpha of the paid product. I think we accomplished that. But the issue is that when I defined this rock, I didn't communicate to everyone on leadership exactly definitionally what that meant, right? Like the word beta, like we're going to launch a beta or we're going to launch an alpha, that means something different to everyone. So in my mind, launching an alpha of the paid product was us knowing exactly what the product was going to be by running a test. But I am sure to other senior leaders, that's not what it meant. And so I think this is just like, you know, the most pure example of expectation setting and over communicating. No one should have to interpret for themselves what a specific rock means. And so that's what I take away from that. So in general, I think I set the right rocks and I'm taking the same approach for moving forward in Q4, right? So like we are literally 5 days into Q4. By the way, I should have already had these rocks set, but of course I don't. So we're 5 days late on this. But the way I'm thinking about setting my 90-day goals for Q4 is doing the same exact process. Start by thinking about what are the most important things we need to do as a business this quarter, and then how can I revolve myself around those most important things in the most high leverage way possible. So for me, the most important thing as a business is making all of these hires. We have a shit ton of hires to make as we transition from newsletter to media business. And I just think that we are currently understaffed to be able to effectively make those hires. And so I need to support this effort, this hiring effort, as much as possible. There is no traffic cop to push forward the hiring process, right? So there's no one saying like, hey guys, we're stuck in the process, stuck in this part of the process for this hire. And for this hire, I don't think we've clearly said, what are all the steps? Like there's no one doing that. And so I think in the short term, I need to step in that way. But I will say I'm kind of going against my rule, which is I said that I want to spend my time on the most high leverage things possible. I think the most high leverage things for me as a founder are to leverage my title as like a funnel for opportunity for the business, leverage my creativity in building new ideas and new businesses, and leveraging my relationship building in building relationships. I don't think that my involvement in the hiring process really leans into any of those superpowers, but I think this almost goes back to a recent episode of the Founders Journal that we did a few weeks ago, where it's like, this is the most important thing. Hiring X number of people by the end of the year are a non-negotiable. No one else is on the team to really focus on this, nor should there be. And so I kind of need to spend time on this, even though it doesn't lean into my superpowers. So for anyone that is in the process of thinking about their goals for Q4, whether you have, you know, official rocks that you need to give to your manager or to your senior leaders, or you just like setting goals for yourself, I'm down to be your intellectual sparring partner in setting Q4 rocks. So shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. I'd love for you to share with me how you think about setting your specific and measurable goals, the non-negotiables for this quarter. And I'm happy to give you feedback on them and also get feedback from you on my goals. Thanks as always for listening to the Founders Journal. Hope this has been helpful and we will catch you tomorrow. Later, guys.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.